We've got a whole plethora of fairs, county and otherwise, listed in the Around Town calendar and recreation news, but just a brief rundown. The Cecil County, Maryland Fair runs through Saturday up at Fair Hill on the other end of 95. Harford County Fair, just one step closer, runs through Sunday in Bel Air. The Great Frederick Fair, just up I-270, is in Frederick, Maryland, and that runs through Saturday. The Loudoun County Fair over in Northern Virginia runs through Saturday in Leesburg. And over on the eastern shore of Virginia, the Chincoteague, Virginia Carnival is in full swing. We've talked about this before, Mystery of Chincoteague and the Pony Swim and so forth. They had that on Wednesday. But the carnival wraps up on Saturday, and it's a great time over in a small-town atmosphere.
Fantastic. And you've been telling us about these wonderful music events that have been going on down at Busch Gardens.
Right. If you're a fan of the band Foreigner, you'll want to head to Busch Gardens this weekend. Foreigner is playing Saturday and Sunday as part of that Summer Nights concert series they're having down there. You can check out the Busch Gardens website for all the times and ticket information.
And I'm more of a classical guy myself, so what's on things in that area?
Sure. The Maryland Youth Ballet is performing at Wolf Trap this weekend, actually Friday and Saturday. So if you get over there, you might see some bright new talent that will light up the ballet world.
And you always have some information for the history buff.
Absolutely. You know, we're approaching the 150th anniversary of the Civil War, and folks are getting ready for that, historians and so forth. And they're increasingly looking at Harper's Ferry and John Brown's raid over there as really being the match that lit off the Civil War. So it's taken on a little bit more importance in these few years, but you can actually walk in the footsteps of John Brown on Sunday. It's a two-hour ranger-led walking tour in Harper's Ferry, starts at 11 o'clock. Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, just an hour away, so it's not that far, and it's kind of a neat town. If it's hot, you can go tubing in the Shenandoah River, so you can cool off that way. We've got all the details on page 30 of the August Recreation News, which is also up online now at recreationnews.com.
And Prince William County, Virginia, is also looking at the Civil War era.
Right. Over in Prince William in Northern Virginia, they're looking beyond the battlefields. And on Saturday, they've got an all-day van tour, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., where you can learn about the war in Prince William County, Virginia. We've got all the details on that on page 32. As we get into the Civil War stuff, you're going to see more and more, maybe a little less attention to the battlefields and a little bit more attention to what was going on the home front, both north and south. So this is kind of one stab in that direction, I think.
And let's forget all of the history and don't make us think. We want a party. Where should we go?
Okay. Well, Tarara Winery in Leesburg is having a big chill wine fest this weekend. If you're a certain age, that's going to mean something to you, so you might want to get over to Tarara. But you can check it out on page 31 of the calendar in Recreation News.
You're a party guy, aren't you, Marvin?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And we always love the deals. What deals have you got lined up for us this weekend?
Well, we got a new one that we're going to start talking about now, the Inn at Leola Village in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. They've got several things we'll be talking about over the next couple of months, but one is a girlfriend getaway package, and this really is loaded up. Lodging, champagne, chocolate-covered strawberries, four-course dinner, spa credit, wine tasting, and breakfast, among other things. It's $570 for two, but the Leola Village Inn is really more than just a bed and breakfast. This is a whole complex, and it's a neat, neat thing. Check out page 39 for the details in the August Recreation News. And we have a couple of different deals up in the Poconos to talk about. Pokemont Resort is a family resort up there, and they have packages starting at $99 this summer. Page 26 has the details on that. And Caesars Pocono Resorts, they have three up in the Poconos, are offering Recreation News readers 30% off on the weekends and 50% off on weekdays. But you need to go to recreationnews.com and click on the Caesars banner to get that rate. So that's something to bear in mind. And you can also escape the heat up in the Canaan Valley in West Virginia. That's one of the highest valleys in the East, with a summer breeze package that starts from $55 a person.